If you're new to the Taking a Walk podcast, welcome to our sampler. It's a way to get a flavor of some of the guests Buzz takes a walk with. Comedy sampler.
Poem Mercurio.
You're just back here in terms of your work on the Stephen Colbert late night show.
Yeah.
Must feel great to be back.
It is, yeah. We were dark for a week and, you know, every, I don't know, every seems like 6 to 8 weeks we have a dark week. And it's basically so everybody on the show can go into rehab. A lot of drinking on the show. And they try to just do it en masse, you know, just everybody in one time as opposed to piecemeal it. Now, you're in the Ed Sullivan Theater, which is, you know, where Elvis, the Beatles, it's insane. And I'm standing on the same stage as they are.
Right.
And then, you know, of course, I'm wiping my brow with napkins and throwing them to the women. And the women are like, why are you throwing this at me? And I'm like, hey, I'm Elvis, aren't I? And they're like, no, you're just some Italian kid from Providence. Stop throwing your sweaty handkerchiefs at me.
John Tobin. Now it's showtime. My heart is beating out of my chest. And I get up on stage and I grab the microphone. And I'm so nervous, I'm holding onto the back curtain with my hand. And I heard two things. I heard my Aunt Mary say, oh, look at him, he's adorable. I hear that before I even get a word out of my mouth.
That's
awesome. And then a guy on my left says, to no one, probably to his wife, or to his, he says, isn't this the kid who just sat us? You know, like just petrified that I'm gonna go up and start doing comedy, you know? I love telling jokes, and sometimes I'm my own best audience. I love when people don't laugh. Yeah. I find that to be hilarious.
Yeah. There's something crazy about it.
Yeah, I think it's great. Yeah.
Bethany Van Delft.
So when did you first know you were going to be a comedian? What was the moment that you knew you were going to be a comedian?
Oh, boy. I always wanted to be, but I didn't. I mean, it just wasn't in my world of possibility. As far as I knew, someone like me could not be a comedian. I was debilitatingly shy, but my family, we loved comedy. My mom was a huge fan of Freddie Prinze and Richard Pryor and George Carlin, so we grew up watching all of that stuff. So, and we very unhealthily handled all of our big emotions by being funny. We handled nothing in a mature way. We were a whole family of Prince of Tides. And
Steve Sweeney.
When I was 19, my brother called me. I'd never acted before. And my brother was an actor up at Smith College. And I went up and I got on stage. And so it's like you're doing Macbeth. And I got that horrible Boston accent, you know. Is that a dagger that I see before me? You know, it's like you got kids. Have you ever had to go to a school play?
Sure.
It's just awful. Usually.
Yeah,
right?
Usually.
You
yeah.
agree?
Yeah, I do.
But I love the whole part, the whole thing of theater, being a part of it. And then I became a doorman at the Schubert and the Colonial. And it was such a wonderful world. You know, I loved being from Charlestown, but theater really opened up this whole world for me.
Frank Santopadre.
So let's start, first of all, with the late Gilbert Gottfried.
Mm-hmm.
And you did a lot of work with him. How did you first meet him?
I became a fan. I was a kid. I was maybe 18 or 19, and I went to the comic strip. I just fell in love with his comedy. I was a kid. I was in film school. I was a little bit adrift, not sure what I wanted to do. His humor, his obscure references, his everything about him spoke to me. I think our first official meeting was me kind of being a fanboy and approaching him at the bar and just talking about Bela Lugosi and all the obscure stuff that he loved to talk about. Then the joke is, over the years, I would meet him time and time again at functions. I wrote for him on a show called Caroline's Comedy Hour. I went to I gave him a lift to a nostalgia convention in Burbank. And it was like the gag on The Simpsons where Mr. Burns has met Homer hundreds of times and has no idea who he is. Every time,
yeah.
Smithers has to explain, that's one of your globs from 7 Sector G. Gilbert never knew who the hell I was.
Find all episodes at takingawalk.com.